Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. Michael Cohen, producer Desi Simmons. The snow is falling, the temperature is freezing, and it is Friday night in Lansing. Well, it's a website that's now the battleground for the larger war over healthcare in America, the MI Health Marketplace, Michigan's health insurance exchange, which Governor Snyder wants to set up right away, while House Republicans say, why not wait to see if Obamacare even survives the upcoming Supreme Court ruling? To talk about what's ahead, I'm joined by Don Hazert. He's the director of Michigan Consumers for Healthcare Coalition. Don, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Michael.
How are you this evening?
I'm fine.
Now, your group gave testimony this week before the House Health Policy Committee about our health insurance exchange. What kinds of things did state representatives ask you about, and what were they interested in talking about?
Well, we're very concerned that the state get busy developing a healthcare exchange here in Michigan that works for consumers. The healthcare exchange, the My Health Marketplace that you made mention of, is going to be a key component of healthcare reform here in Michigan in 2014, because that's going to be the portal in which people get access to all these subsidies that are going to be coming in to make healthcare more affordable. So thanks to the Affordable Care Act, the federal government's putting quite a lot of money into making premium costs more affordable to average Americans, and also expanding Medicaid for the working poor in America.
So what are the options here? We either make our own state exchange, or the Fed step in and make one for us?
That's right. Well, the federal government is requiring that every state have a healthcare exchange, a marketplace, up and running by January of 2014. That's when the federal government's going to certify that Michigan's ready to take the ball and run with it as far as establishing one of these marketplaces. If come January, we are not ready to do that, the federal government is not going to certify us and is going to take over. So we're going to have the federal government running Michigan's healthcare exchange rather than Michigan running Michigan's healthcare exchange. So we at Michigan Consumers for Healthcare, we have been trying to prod lawmakers along as far as trying to get them to be more serious about moving forward on developing a healthcare exchange. Unfortunately, in the House, we've hit a roadblock where a lot of lawmakers are just more concerned about the election cycle and politics than they are about getting this done and making sure we have a healthcare exchange up and running come January. That's going to work for consumers in our state.
Well, what about the cost associated with managing the exchange, and how much work will that involve for the state?
Well, it's important to keep in mind it's not going to cost the state a penny. The entire cost of creating an exchange is being footed by the federal government. So not a penny of Michigan taxpayer money is going into this. And it's also important to keep in mind that the overall cost of the Affordable Care Act actually is a $143 billion savings in the current year. Our health system is so inefficient that any kind of efficiencies result in millions and millions and billions of dollars in savings. So, again, thanks to the Affordable Care Act, we're actually going to be saving money in the upcoming decade, not adding to the deficit.
So how exactly would the state then be involved in the exchange? Would there be some management that the state would have to do?
Right. Well, the state has to first pass a law. And if the state does not pass a law by June 29th, according to the federal law, HHS, the state will no longer be eligible for the funding to create a healthcare exchange. So that's why there's so much focus on June 29th or June 30th here in Lansing. That's really the deadline for the state of Michigan to pass a law and request the funding from the federal government to create this healthcare and exchange. And essentially, when we're talking about an exchange, we're talking about a marketplace, a website marketplace. Picture Travelocity or Orbitz, where you could go to one of these websites and you could compare one healthcare plan against another and purchase the one that makes sense for your family. And if you're not comfortable on the internet, you can always call a 1-800 number, just like at Orbitz or Travelocity. You can call them on their 1-800 number if you have a question on something you purchased on their website. So very similar model. But the idea here is we allow all of our citizens to pool themselves together to make healthcare more affordable and also access subsidies. Anyone who's tried to purchase insurance on their own, I'm sure has realized it's very expensive to buy insurance on your own. That's because there's no opportunity to share the cost for the insurance company if something were to happen to you. If you get ill, they're paying out, no one's paying in. So it's much cheaper to create economies of scale. That's why it's cheaper for large groups to buy insurance per person than an individual. So here in this marketplace, all these individuals get to pool themselves together and almost in a way create almost a corporation, a large group that has economies of scale and can reduce their costs. So it makes a lot of sense economically for a lot of reasons.
I'm talking to Don Hazard. He's the director of Michigan Consumers for Healthcare. Now, Don, the U.S. Supreme Court is set to rule on the constitutionality of Obamacare, and that could very well change everything. And the argument is the government shouldn't be able to mandate that we buy health insurance. That is what opponents say. Are they not right on that particular point?
Well, I don't think they're right. I think health care is a national issue, and Congress is the appropriate place to deal with national issues. And four different appeals courts have looked at this issue. Three of the four have determined the entire Affordable Care Act is lawful. The fourth said the entire law is lawful except for the individual mandate, the mandate that every head of household must purchase insurance. So for the four appeals courts that have looked at this case, all four have said it's okay for the federal government to require states to create these health care exchanges. And the Supreme Court has not indicated they're interested in looking at that part of the law. So there's no reason for the state legislature to be delaying for the Supreme Court to act when the Supreme Court is not interested in looking at that part of the law. There's no precedent from the appeals courts that there's some issue with creating these healthcare exchanges. And healthcare exchanges just make good sense for consumers. So back in 2006, when Massachusetts created the first healthcare exchange, in which this national law is modeled, they did it because it was the right thing to do. They saw that costs were escalating and getting out of control. They realized consumers needed and wanted to be able to compare apples to apples when shopping for healthcare plans. So they did it. It just makes sense for consumers. Even if the federal government wasn't forcing us to do it, lawmakers should want to do it anyhow because it's good for consumers.
Well, everyone generally acknowledges that the state of our health care needs to be resolved, but aren't there ways to improve the system and have a health care exchange without the involvement of federal and state governments?
Improve this? Well, the state can keep the federal government out by choosing to develop their own health care exchange. That would be their choice.
Well, but ultimately, can't we work within the private sector and encourage system changes through the private end rather than involving government?
Well, it's really important to understand how we got here in the first place. The whole Affordable Care Act, individual mandate concept, these are all very conservative principles, and they were developed by conservatives. The Heritage Foundation, which is the premier conservative think tank in America, came up with this model. And they came up with this model as an alternative to the Canadian single-payer system where government controls health care. What they said is, at some point in this country's history, we're going to develop some type of universal health care system, and we would rather it be market-based rather than run by the government. So that's where this whole idea came from, where we're essentially creating subsidies to make health care more affordable, but requiring people to be responsible and purchase their own insurance. So this is a market-based alternative to a Canadian single-payer type model. So it's important when people have these conversations to keep in context that this isn't creeping socialism or anything like this. This is a market-based alternative to a single-payer approach. And it's an approach that was developed by conservatives, was Bob Dole, Newt Gingrich, of course, Mitt Romney, was instrumental in being the first governor to create one of these healthcare exchanges based on this Heritage Foundation model. So, I mean, it's important that this conversation remains civil and people understand there is a lot of merit to this idea.
Well, certainly the conversation over the health insurance exchange will continue. Don Hazard, Director of Michigan Consumers for Healthcare. Don, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Michael. Anytime.